This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Central College, The Brew, George's and Windmill Cafe, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley USA, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, and U.S. Bank in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank in Pella, Verduft Agency, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Allen Family Dentistry, Witten Construction, and Scott Van Tassel with Edward Jones. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does exercise help us maintain a healthy, active lifestyle? In the ninth part of a 10-part in-depth series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Darren McGriff with Work Systems Rehab and Fitness, Pella. So Darren, describe your clientele to me, the diversity of folks that you work with.
Definitely. There are middle school kids all the way up to retired individuals that run the full spectrum is our clientele here. We do have the person in the gym who spends much of their life here, or we have the people who just come in and run on their lunch hour.
And then I understand, too, that you also train mixed martial artists.
I do.
Well, that must be fun.
It is fun. It is. It's definitely its own subculture. It's become America's fastest growing sport. It's an interesting clientele of people, for sure.
Well, they're interested in every aspect of their performance, endurance, power,
absolutely,
strength, explosiveness.
Exactly. So we work all of those. A lot of functional training, a lot of endurance training, and we really hone in on diet as well, because these guys, most with wrestling backgrounds, are always wanting to watch their weight. So their camps involve not only training, but also with their diet. We look at that very closely as well.
And so these are some very fine athletes. So they're sort of different than what most of us think about.
Correct.
Think about football players, basketball players, track people.
Sure. Exactly. I work with mostly professional fighters. So they are at a high level as far as performing. Correct.
All right. How about the rest of us? How does the information that you gain and the skills that you have in training transfer to us regular folks?
I think it does completely. When I talk functional, when we talk anything as far as what we use in everyday life, whether we're picking up a box correctly at home or picking up your children at home, as far as not bending over, where we can actually squat down, you know, and bend our knees and use our hips and our legs as far as our back. And, you know, many people are broken down in their back because of their everyday life, just not knowing how to do things or having a weak hips or a weak core. And then we have back problems and we have knee problems and so on.
Functionality, that's just what you described, just how we work.
Absolutely.
And so you want us to work more efficiently?
True. The days of working one body part at a time are gone. Unless you're a bodybuilder or something where you can actually spend time working one muscle group per day, my focus is more working the entire body every day that we work. So head to toe.
So that involves not isolated movements, integrated movements?
Not as much. We try to do total body, or what I call combination movements. For instance, working some type of a lunge movement in with some type of a shoulder exercise. So we'll lunge down and we'll press over our shoulder, something like that. So we're working in different planes of motion and getting a combination exercise. We're working a couple different muscle groups along with our core with each movement.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Extras Consignment in Pella, Marion County Bank, Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton, Topaz Styling Salon in Pella, and Crown Pharmacy. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Walmart, Crossroads of Pella, Whiskas Group, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Kevin Wadley, CPA.
I continued my conversation about exercise with Darren McGriff with Work Systems Rehab and Fitness, Pella. What does the core mean?
Our core, more people when we talk core, think it's just our abdominal muscles.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
It's true somewhat, but from mid-chest down to your knees is actually core. So the days of just performing crunches on a stability ball are gone. It's more core type of movement. Really good lifts for if we're lifting for core, or squats and deadlifting done properly are all very good for core. So I try to incorporate core with many different movements that we do here, so we can work that core at the same time as opposed to just doing crunches on a ball.
Does this philosophy have a name? Is it a movement? Or just something that
anything
from moving toward?
Probably what comes to mind is CrossFit. CrossFit has gotten huge in the United, all over the world, and it is functional training. And that is something that since I've been in the fitness business that I've believed in, and that's what we have done. And it's total body functional training too. So they'll mix endurance in with explosive style lifting, core lifts, many things like that work the entire body here. A short, many times difficult workout, and then you're done. You work out half an hour, do some stretching, and your day's done.
All right, and so CrossFit means not just able to do one thing well. It means you're able to to work well, have functionality and endurance in a variety of exercises,
yes,
or positions, or endeavors.
You bet, exactly.
Okay.
CrossFit is actually a brand name, but it comes from cross training, which would probably makes more sense to the layperson, where you do several different types of training at once. So that's CrossFit is the actual brand name, but that CrossFit has become huge. There's been CrossFit gyms pop up all over the country.
Because what happens now are active people want to do a variety of things.
Exactly. And they don't have hours to spend in the gym. They'd like the one intense workout where we work total body functionally, and then out the door they go on with their day.
And so how long does that take?
We have what we call works training here, which is a cross-training style of workout, similar to CrossFit. And it's a different workout every day. And it's total body, and we offer the class several times a day, and it's all geared to get as much work done, volume of work done, as quickly as possible, so people can continue on with their day.
So no lounging around between sets.
No lounging around
with your buddies.
No lounging around. No.
No.
The camaraderie is definitely at the end. So it is definitely something when you're in a group. And a lot of people like being in that group where the group pushes itself. Most of the workouts are timed, so against the clock yourself individually, and you get the work done in the amount of times you can get it done, and then you meet here in our common area at the end. Our 5:30 group particularly is very, a lot of camaraderie's been built up, and they'll stand out and drink coffee after the workout and do the recovery shakes that we offer here as well, and stand out and talk for half an hour before they go to work. So it's a really neat atmosphere.
So they come in the morning and they just hit it, and then they go and relax a little bit and go to work, or they're all prepared
exactly.
for the day when the rest of us are just...
So exactly. You have to be very motivated at 5 o'clock to come here, and that particular group is very motivated. And they come here, and we've got about 20 in that group right now. And they come in and do our works training, they're done about 6:30 with their showers and everything, and they recuperate a little bit and talk about the workout and then head to work. So it's a neat group of men and women that do this.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Lighten State Bank, Vermeer Corporation, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Marion County Public Health, and the Knoxville Recreation Center. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Lauterbach Buick GMC, Advantage Credit Union, Marion County Rural Water, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Knoxville Raceway, and William Penn University. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about exercise with Darren McGriff with Work Systems Rehab and Fitness, Pella. Is this for this kind of thing for everybody? It sounds like it's not anything you just want to drop into if you haven't been working out in a while.
True. That is a good question. The model will tell you that anyone can step in and do it. And the struggle that we have with a large group, we've actually put two trainers on at the 530 group because it's so large, so we can watch people's form and make sure they're doing it right. Obviously, if we have a new person come in, they will be treated a little bit differently. Make sure that they're moving the weight properly as far as their form, and the volume and stuff. And it might take them a little bit longer, and they might be not using as much weight as some of the other people that have done it longer. So you can adapt it to everyone.
So it's movement and movements with weights.
Correct. Some movement is body weight, pull-ups, which is a very underestimated movement. It's an excellent one. At whatever stage of fitness that you're in, it can be anything from some workouts will be, as many pull-ups as you can do in 15 minutes. And you might go out and run 400 meters or 200 meters and come back in and do handstand push-ups or something like that. Every workout is different. And it's a philosophy that I've had since I've been in the fitness industry is let's get in and let's get functional multi-planar movement and get you done and get you out of here.
Well, it sounds like what you're describing sounds like it's an activity pretty much, I don't know how to say this, but I'll just say it, for young folks.
Not necessarily. No. I think everyone should train like this. Everyone has needs. Our society is geared at sitting down all day and hands in front of you. So we have back problems and shoulder problems, and I think everyone should train functionally like this. Everyone has weak hips. Everyone has weak core, I think it's just I think it's great to get involved, find out where your weaknesses are at, and you can work on them.
Okay, but it's for everybody?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you just have. And so what it is, it's a set of, I'm guessing, it's a set of routines that everybody can do, but that we have different abilities.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, so if I'm standing in the corner doing my thing, I don't have to compete against some 25-year-old guy.
That's not how it's meant. although there's some of that. Some people like that drive, definitely. But we have, I'm just trying to think of the oldest participant we have in works, well into his 50s. I know that for sure. And we have 20-year-old people doing it as well. So there's a wide variety of age groups there.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Twyla Wilson Sales Director Shackley Corporation, Sandals Lounge, 3M Manufacturing of Knoxville, Iowa Realty, and Hy-Vee in Knoxville. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Don's Heating and Cooling, Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris, Mark Ellingson with VSR Financial, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, and Empower Health, Pella's Health Food Store.
I continued my conversation about exercise with Darren McGriff with Work Systems Rehab and Fitness, Pella.
I think the key thing there then is that you provide a routine and a structure and some guidance then.
Correct.
In that environment where other people are working with similar goals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we try to have something for everyone here. There are the people that just want to go up and run. And we're able to handle those. There are people that do want to work that one muscle group per day,
so
for
I
a week,
just
like you.
Have
you with the huge biceps, so you're just working your biceps only, Doc. And then there's that people that love our classes. We have combat classes. We have body pump, which is a high rep lightweight group. There's Zumba, which is huge. We have several Zumba classes per week. Some people want to come and play racquetball or shoot baskets in the gym. And you know, it's all about trying to find everyone's niche. And we work very hard here trying to adapt so we have something for everyone. Probably our largest attended classes are our Pilates and yoga. And I mean, it is middle of a Tuesday, we'll have 15 people in a Pilates class. It's just phenomenal. People have really decided that, they're going to take control of their health as they get older, and flexibility starts to go away as we get older. And core strength, and Pilates is huge on core strength. And some of those ladies, I say ladies because I've never seen a man in our Pilates class, although all men should do it, and all men should do yoga. Yeah, it's incredible the core strength that these ladies have and the positioning that they're holding while they're up there in that class. It's fun to watch.
And so there's something for everybody and
everyone, and we're always asking for input from our customers as far as what they'd like to see here, and if we can make it happen, we do. And we just want everyone to come here and to find their niche, and we want to offer something for everyone. We've got an athletic development, middle school and high school kids, as far as our speed and agility. We run a speed and agility program. We're getting into Work Systems baseball, where we skills camp for baseball players, little league baseball players. I run a class at lunch called Kick, Punch, and Lunch.
Kick, Punch, and Lunch?
Yeah, I do.
You're not kicking and punching your lunch.
I've got many bags, heavy bags out here, that I teach the girls how to throw a proper punch and a proper kick. Well, and we run a little circuit, and the girls just love it. It is a hoot. And I try to keep it to half an hour. We'll just run in there, we'll run a circuit around some different bags, we'll do different things, we'll throw legs, we'll kicks, we'll throw elbows, we'll throw punches.
And it's mainly girls? Or?
It is. It's been all girls
all
so far.
Girls.
And they love it. Yeah.
Love it.
And then we buy their, we give them a recovery shake, about a 300 calorie shake after they get done. We make it for them while they're in the shower. They grab their shake and out the door they go. Then they're back to work in an hour. So that's been a hoot. I piloted it in December, and I've got a class I'm running now, and I have 5 to 7 ladies that do that. It is a blast.
Well, when you said kick, punch, and lunch, I guess I didn't. Maybe that's stereotypical of me, but I didn't think of the ladies doing that.
I think guys are more intimidated. I think girls know they're not supposed to be good at kicking and punching, so I don't think they're intimidated, and they'll go down and not be scared to show that they don't know how to throw punches. And I think guys maybe are a little intimidated, because I think as we grow up in our society, we're supposed to know how to punch somebody. And they just laugh about it. And so there's lots of laughing, there's lots of fun. It's a hoot. It's a lot of fun.
And I bet they get pretty good at it.
They do. My wife, for instance, didn't know much about it, and she decided to take the class for the second month. And I can see, I was watching her yesterday as we launched our January class, and some of the girls that came in that hadn't done it the month before, I mean, she really knows what she's doing now. So she learned a lot. But it's every day. It's 5 days a week. So.
And is that something you continue on in perpetuity?
Yeah, we'll probably run another class in February. And it's really just designed to take it for a month. It's not designed to do it all the time.
I see.
It's something different. Because we have a lot of ladies that will come in and take our classes, or spin classes, or our body combat, or our Zumba classes during lunch, and they want to change it up for a month, and that's what they do.
Well, and it must be empowering, too.
I think it is. Absolutely. I think it is.
And some of them leave, don't mess with me, I just came from kick punch and lunch.
Well, I tell you, that's for sure, because I wouldn't want to get hit by some of them after a while, that's for sure. So I got to watch them. If they get mad at me, then I just got to duck. So it's a blast. So.
All right, and so you must just be exhausted at the end of the day.
Oh, it is, but it's a good exhausted. I think there's nothing better than seeing someone achieve whatever goal that they have as far as their health. If when you're helping people move better, you know, correcting the way they run, for instance, or we're turning people on to what they can find here, whether it's Zumba or something like that, and see the pounds melt off, and to see the change in attitude and the smile on their face each day, and get to know them and get to talk to them, because we're a family gym. I mean, that's what we are. We're a family gym. So we have lots of husband and wives in here, a lot of people that know each other, working at Pellicorp and Vermeer, for instance, that work together. So it's a great atmosphere to work in.
Thanks to Darren McGriff for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.